If you have seen Zachary Cross around Chattanooga, chances are you have seen him hopping around on a pogo stick. Zachary is a sophomore here at UTC, and 2 years ago, he set a new world record, completing a mile on pogo in 9 minutes, 35 seconds. His feat was beat the next week, but as Zachary told me, he aims to reclaim the title. Zachary, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
When was the first time you got on a pogo stick?
I probably would have been around 7 or 8 years old, just at my friend's house down the street.
What was that like? Do you remember?
It was just fun. You know, we'd be hanging out, playing outside, doing the normal things, and pogo stick was just one of those toys you'd play around with here and there.
And you've been playing around with pogo sticks ever since?
Well, I think that was kind of the beginning, and that it was just kind of there, and then, you know, disappeared for a while, and then only like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, noticed pogo sticks again, and then kind of picked it back up.
And you really picked it back up all the way to earning a record along the way.
That's right. Yeah, once I picked it up, it just became fun to see how far I could take everything.
And tell us about the record.
April of 2017, about a year after I really got it back into pogoing, that I went down to the track and recorded the record.
Guinness World Record.
Yes, yes.
And at the moment, you have been surpassed, but you aim to reclaim it.
That's great.
And I watched the interview that you did with the Times Free Press, the footage of you on the pogo stick. When we say pogo stick, there are pogo sticks and there are pogo sticks. You've got something that we would say is more, shall we say, high-end.
A professional pogo stick, yes. There's a pretty good distinction between the regular toys and the what I'm using now. Mostly that's a larger like air-powered device. You can do more maintenance on it. It's made to be used all the time.
And that kind of stick, that's we're talking several hundred dollars.
Yeah, it's about $400, yeah.
But you can probably also take it places that you couldn't take standard pogo stick.
It's a whole other paradigm, kind of, yeah.
And that pogo stick looks really geared for terrain, for the outdoors. Where do you take this pogo stick around Chattanooga?
For me, I usually just go around the way I would, like on a run. So just down the sidewalk, around downtown, across the bridges, just everything. But for me, I just keep it pretty much just like running. So I'm just staying on flat terrain and seeing how far I can go usually.
And it's all about endurance.
Yeah, for me, it's all about endurance. The more normal thing with the pogo stick is more of an X Games sport and you doing flips and other tricks that you see.
What's it like using the pogo stick around Chattanooga and the looks that you might get from people? Or are you doing it so much that people who might pass you by, they recognize you and they go, oh, it's him again?
It seems like there's always a lot of new people when I go out, and there's probably some repeats, you know, eventually. But it's cool. It seems like usually people are surprised, and then they think it's really cool, and they a lot of times cheer me on. So that's always really fun.
You have anybody following you around on a pogo stick?
Not really. No. I'm pretty much the only one out there, yeah.
Anybody want you to give them lessons?
I have not had that happen yet. Most people are too scared to try it, but sometimes I'll stop and let people try it, and they, you know, do that for a minute or two, and it's fun.
And what's it like when they try?
A lot of them can do it just fine. They'll do it for maybe 5 or 10 seconds, and okay, that's exciting enough for them, and then I go on my way.
Maybe they feel they don't want to push their luck beyond 5 or 10 seconds.
Exactly. And that's fine. That's how I started when I first started on it. It's pretty scary to start on that. The pogo stick I'm using is you have a really big step up to get onto the stick, and so it's very intimidating when you start out, and then you kind of build up that experience.
So besides reclaiming the record down the road, what other plans might you have with a pogo stick?
Really, I'm pretty content just to be riding around the city. I'm always hoping to do that more. Right now, I get out maybe once every week or two. It'd be fun to make it at sort of 3 times a week sort of thing.
And are there times of the year that you can't or don't use the pogo stick?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot harder once it gets really cold. And because the pogo stick is full of air, the really cold weather will make that. It can cause the pogo stick to lose air faster. And then during the summer, because it's such a strenuous exercise, summer heat makes it pretty difficult. So I'm definitely always working around the seasons and always looking forward to fall and spring.
You've got still quite a window left for this fall and the pogo stick this fall.
Absolutely. I'm really enjoying the season and the weather right now.
All right. Zachary, thanks so much.
Yeah.